Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tommy Tucker will be back tomorrow. I'm here today. I'm Dave Cohen. Thanks for joining us on WWL. It's a cold start out there for most of us. 33 now north of the lake, 41 at the airport. Still some dense fog reported with visibility down to a quarter of a mile in Hammond and Macomb, but most of the other areas that overnight dense fog has been lifting. The Pew Research Center annually finds out how religious people in America are, and it looks like things have now stabilized. Back in 2020, they asked people if they attend religious services at least once or twice a month, and 33% of Americans said that they do, that they regularly go to a church, a synagogue, or some other house of worship. 34% said they do that in 2025. So you can see about a third of Americans over the last 5 years have consistently said that they regularly attend some sort of religious services. And what percentage of Americans identify with an organized religion? Well, it was 71% back in 2020. It's now 70% for 2025. To help us understand what's going on, and is this a stabilization where we've kind of reached an area where we know which Americans are actually participating in organized religion and which are not, we asked Mark Silk to join us, a professor emeritus of religion and public life at Trinity College. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing well. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. And 2 weeks to go. From today will be Christmas Eve. Are you surprised, or is that what you expected, that about one-third of Americans regularly attend some sort of religious services?
I think that's pretty believable. It's interesting. Back at the beginning of this century, so, 25 years ago, the questions that were always asked of that sort were, do you attend weekly? And the numbers were actually a little higher than they are now. So, we've sort of lowered the bar on what counts as regular attendance. And you have to also ask, do people honestly say how often they attend? Sometimes people exaggerate what they consider to be their good behavior, like voting and worship attendance is one of those things. So it seems about right, probably a little high.
Yeah, it's like if you ask someone, hey, do you go to the public library? And people are like, oh, yeah, I go all the time, because they feel totally like it's something they're supposed to do. And it's probably the same, you're right, with asking people if they regularly attend religious services. But you make a very interesting point. Pew is now asking people, do you attend at least once or twice a month? it used to be expected that you attended every week. This nation was founded by those seeking to practice their religion freely and probably practiced it a whole lot more than we do these days. But the fact that it's stabilized over the last 5 years seems to indicate we've hit a plateau, right? And we kind of know. Now, that means two-thirds of Americans do not attend any religious services regularly.
That's right. And, you know, the other telling fact to me is the percentages of Americans who identify with a religion. And you know, back in the 1990s, you know, there were maybe 7% of Americans didn't. Now that number is well up in the 30s. And for the youngest generation, you know, Gen Z, the numbers are, you know, is north of 40 for people who say they don't, you know, they don't identify with religion. They're nuns. So that's been perhaps the most striking statistic about American religion over the past generation.
So for the last 5 years, it's been pretty stable that about 70% identify with a religion. But you're saying in the 20 or 30 years prior to that, that number was much higher. And so we've kind of seen a significant dip, but it seems like it's stabilized. We're not seeing a vast abandonment of people identifying with a religion, even though fewer and fewer are attending regular organized church, synagogue, or other religious services.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, one of the things that did interest me about the comparison that you're, you know, focused on is there doesn't seem to have been any particular impact of COVID, where, you know, an awful lot of Americans stopped showing up, you know, in person at religious services. And the impact of the pandemic seems to have been, you know, minimal, I guess.
Yeah, because I asked people if they attend. Now, they may still be, I know a lot of houses of worship still Zoom or YouTube or Facebook Live their services. And I don't know if people answering that question feel like going on their tablet, laptop, or phone to attend a service or not. They didn't make that distinction.
It's a good question. Yeah. It would have been interesting if Pew had sort of tracked that. You know, and a lot of people go to big churches and what they're watching when they sit there is a screen.
Good point. Yeah, because they're so far away from the pulpit that they have to watch it on a screen anyway to have a good view of whoever is doing the preaching. We're talking about religion in the United States. When we come back, we'll find out how many Americans say they pray daily and find out what that tells us about religion in the United States 2 weeks before Christmas Eve. Right now, we're going to check WWL traffic. Two-thirds of Americans surveyed by Pew say they do not attend a church, temple, mosque, or other house of worship even once a month anymore. Only one-third regularly go to services, and only 70%.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
70% identify with a religion, way down from the 1990s. We're talking with Professor Emeritus of Religion in Public Life at Trinity College, Mark Silk. This Pew Research study, Professor, also asked people, do you pray daily? And 52% of Americans in 1990 said they did not pray daily. 54% in 2025 say they do not pray daily. More than half of Americans no longer pray every day. What does that tell you about the status of religion in our country?
Well, it says, you know, people are praying less. It's pretty stable. I mean, you know, the real question that, you know, one has to ask about these things is what's happening with different groups of, you know, age cohorts? What do the trends look like over time? People who were born, you know, in the 1940s or 50s retain a lot of identification with religion. They pray a fair amount. They go to services, you know, regularly. But what's happening with Gen Z and, you know, so on? And there, you know, there has been some journalistic claims that may be stabilizing and turning around. But the overall trends are that young people, I mean, I'm looking at statistics from that report showing that, you know, only 7% of the youngest adults say they consider themselves very religious, and only 24% pray daily. So we've been looking at quite a decline in religious practice, the question there is, you know, has that stabilized? Is it going to turn around? Religion has had remarkable staying power over the millennia, but these are striking numbers.
Yeah, so based on the past, can we predict, do you think, the future? Is religion going to, while it stabilized the last 5 years, it looks like, based on the numbers of these younger people, do you expect that they will become more religious as they age, or are we going to see a continued decline to a point where we have less than a quarter of Americans soon who are attending regular services of any kind?
I think probably we are going to have less than around a quarter. Americans always look for revivals of religion, and that does happen in American and larger history. I think what's likely to happen is that you'll have a strong cohort, but a minority of Americans who take religion very seriously, and lots of people for whom you know, it doesn't mean that much one way or another. They're not active atheists, or they don't think about it much. They just live their lives. They don't, you know, they'll probably show up at a house of worship for a wedding or a bat, you know, whatever.
Yeah, or maybe on Christmas Day, yeah, or Christmas Eve.
Yeah, something.
That's about
something
it.
Like that. But we're talking about norms in the society, and it's quite clear that people don't feel the sort of social pressure to just show up every week at church the way, or other religious synagogue or mosque, you know, the way
that they
once upon a time that was the case.
Professor, we sure appreciate your getting up early and sharing your expertise with us here on WWL. Whatever it is that you choose to believe, celebrate, or whatever, I hope you have a wonderful season ahead. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks very much, Dave.
All right. Yeah. I'm Dave Cohen. We'll be back after this on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.